what we see so far is has been somewhat of a budget teaser is what we got. So it's not as detailed as we usually see with the full budget, with the Exhibit 300 business cases and the Exhibit 53, which really specifies the IT investments. But we can pull out some of the themes. And what's interesting, having analyzed the stimulus package, it's really looking like a continuation of the priorities that were in the stimulus package. So we're seeing themes around broadband, IT modernization, health IT, and energy efficiency. So we're seeing, you know, the agencies involved with that getting a pretty healthy bump in their budget for the coming fiscal year.
So talk to us more specifically about which agencies that includes. I know Social Security is getting money for some IT build-out. What about IRS? They've had a long-standing budget shortfall. Are they getting additional funds?
IRS, possibly. Overall, Treasury looks like they're getting about a 5% increase over last year to about $13 billion. In this budget, because it's kind of, like I said, a budget teaser, the level of detail really isn't there that we would normally see. So
I really can't tell if it's broken out for them.
I can't tell yet. So, that's one area. It's very much focused on high-level objectives and with some IT projects called out specifically, but it's not consistent across the board. And actually, IT is highly visible within the DHS description. But some of the other departments, it's kind of just high level. Here's our objectives. Maybe a couple of ideas of how we're going to reach that. But for the most part, it's very top-line numbers.
We're talking with Denise Peterson, principal analyst with Input. And at Homeland Security, so you said there's clarity on what's going to be happening there. What are some of the big IT priorities you think they'll have?
Well, what we're seeing, the numbers we do have, $355 million for cybersecurity and R&D. So, providing more money for the National Cybersecurity Division there. I don't know if y'all remember a while back or early last year, under the Bush administration, the Comprehensive Cybersecurity Initiative, a lot of money going towards that out of that $355 million. So we're seeing more focus on cybersecurity, some money for projects to increase biological weapon surveillance, navigation systems for the Coast Guard, so we're seeing about $36 million apiece for those, as well as about $64 million to modernize the vetting system for travelers and workers. So there's probably two or three projects within DHS that focus on making sure that the travelers are going where they need to go and they are who they say they are, as well as on the worker side. So we're seeing additional funding for that. And that was also a priority in the FY09 budget, so that's a continuation there.
All right, so it sounds like we have to wait for the detailed tables yet before we'll know what we can buy and spend. Huh?
Yeah, and that's out in April, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be April. I mean, this is actually a good sign. Typically, we were expecting with kind of the transition and kind of the budget that was left over, then we had the stimulus and TARP. We were expecting that the budget would be delayed quite a while until April. But we are happy to see that we do have some information in early March, which we weren't expecting.